Okay, today I would like to discuss with you a minhag, a very bizarre minhag. Many of you maybe have not heard of this, or maybe you've heard of it, but we don't really practice it. The minhag of calling this Shabbos, you hear this? Gela Matzis. Gela. Gela is Yiddish for?
Or yellow.
Yellow. Yellow Matzis. You hear such a minhag? The Shabbos is called...
Right.
We have to hear some... Mr. Glad, you ever hear the meaning of Gela Matzis?
What?
Gela Matzis.
No, I heard of Shlissel Challah.
Oh, that will come into next. The Shabbos after Pesach is called by the Hasidim. You have to go to Williamsburg. Yes, Axelrod will come here this Mitzvah on Friday, called Gela Matzis.
Gela?
Gela. Gela is Yiddish for yellow. Greenish yellow. You have to ask Rabbi Maevsky if you ever heard of this. Gelamana. Where, why in the world would we call the Shabbos after Pesach Gela Matzis? First, let me take you back a number of years ago to my childhood. I remember very clearly when I was a child, it was the Shabbos after Pesach. It must have been a year where Pesach was over Thursday, something like that, and Shabbos was only a day later. And I remember very clearly that the challahs were round. Let me ask Rabbi Maevsky, do you ever hear of this thing called Gela Matzis? Shabbos, oh, see, he heard of it. Shabbos, Gela Matzis. We're getting to that. The Shistel Matzah we're getting to later on. But it's called Shabbos, Gela Matzis. The Shabbos of the green matzos.
Yellowish green
matzah. Now, I remember as a child, it must have been when I told you when Pesach ended on a Thursday, and Shabbos only a day later. I remember very clearly the challahs were round.
Didn't have enough time to twist.
So I asked my mother, why is it round? So they told me, because there's just not enough time. The bakery, you know, Pesach is over Thursday. They have to, so many people want challahs. It was before the days of mass production. This is back, you know, in the 16th century. and they had to make the matzos very quickly, so they made it ready now, time to braid it. Okay, I was very satisfied with that answer. But it appears that that's not necessarily true. I don't know, you have to go today to the bakery. Pesach, the answer was over the middle of the week, so there was plenty of time. But it appears that there's a hakpod among Hasidim that no matter what, even if Pesach is over on Shabbos, Achron Shel Pesach is Shabbos, you still, the following Shabbos at the Pesach, you have round chalos, and the round chalos should be flat, should be like, looks similar to what matzos, traditional round matzos, ugos matzos, round matzos look like. Matzos, no, I mean that the old sfard are thick, correct? But let's assume that our matzos by Ashkenazim, which traditionally they're thin, these were round, thin challahs made with a lot of egg yolk, which would cause it to be yellow. Even it appears... What?
Saffron makes it yellow.
Or it could be that I saw also brought down in the Paradise Eliezer that some of the minig that the center, they would make like a scrambled egg. In the center of the challah, they would just take an egg and they would fry an egg in the center of the challah. And this was called Gela Matzos. It's not matzah, it's chametz. It's matzos. And this is, I'm sure, Adon Yom Hazeh, if you go to Williamsburg, go to Satmi, you go to the Hasidim, Adon Yom Hazeh, this is the minhag. It's Shabbos Gela Matzos. Special type of challahs we call it. Now, what in the world is it about? So the truth is, I have a Sepharis Eliezer, it's pages and pages and pages trying to explain what it's all about. And for the life of me, I have no idea what it says. So it's all Kabbalah, Gematrius, I don't know. I'll just tell you a little bit I was able to extract. Things which I did, a little bit I was able to pull out. First of all, there's a very big debate among the Hasidim. It's really called Gela. Gela, many of the Hasidim said it's a tos, or that happened over the years. It's called Geula Matzos. Revelation. Gula Matzos. Why Gula Matzos? So I'm saying my own Torah now, own Drush. I think it's because that after Pesach, we get a taste of redemption. You go through the Yom Tov of Pesach, Geula Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole process of Yitzias Mitzrayim is a template for what's going to be Liyasa Lava. There's a very fundamental difference between what happened in the past, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and what's going to happen in the future. And that's the Chipazon. Ki loy b'chipazon yetzeyu. Yitzias Mitzrayim was done in haste. They did not have enough time to bake their bread. They were expelled in great haste. That's why we have matzah. Ad shehigla alayhem melech malchem lachem u'ga'olam. There was no time to allow their dough to rise. But the ge'ula ha'asida is going to be, as the pasuk says, ki loy b'chipazon yetzeyu. You're not going to go out in haste. You're going to go out slowly. You're going to be able to take it in. You're going to be able to appreciate what's happening. Some of the mefarshim explain the reason why the Yitzias was done in haste. We discussed this before Pesach, is because that they were not deserving. Halalu oivya of the zara, halalu oivya of the zara. So you were not deserving to see the downfall of your enemy. So therefore, you had to leave very quickly and not appreciate what was taking place in Mitzrayim, their destruction. But the Geula Hasidah we will earn, and when you earn, then you have a right to enjoy and take everything in and enjoy. When you go out in slowly, then our bread will have time to rise. The matzah that we're going, the bread that we're going to take with us when we leave Golos, going back, the symbolic bread that we're going to take with us when we leave Golos and we go back to Eretz Yisrael, kila b'chipazon yetzeyu. So the bread will rise. When the bread will rise, it will turn into chametz. So we have this Shabbos what's called geula matzos. Matzos means unleavened bread, but also loosely can be translated as bread. But it's chametz. It's chametz because after our geul of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was matzah, now we are yearning for the next redemption, the geula ha'asida, which kila b'chipazon yetzeyu, which will be made from chametz, and therefore we give it a term, geula matzos. It's called geula matzos. Now, somehow, the word geula got corrupted to gela. Some type of chassidusha, I don't know. And gela in Yiddish is green. So in order to bring out the geula with the gela, they added egg to make it look a little yellowish, yellow egg yolks, to make it yellow. To remind us of the geula matzos, don't think that Pesach was the end. Pesach is just the beginning. There's going to be greater miracles yet in the future, and those greater miracles will not be done in haste. It will be done slowly. There will be time for the dough to rise, and we'll once again have a different type of matzah. Geula matzah. So this is one approach. Gela, you see a chosin in the street, ask him if it's Shabbos Gela matzahs, ask him if it's Gela matzahs or Geula matzahs, and we're accomplished. That's one approach. Another approach. This is something I find, I like this. This actually fits very well. According to the Gemara, there's one opinion of the Gemara, different than the Bain Gemara. When exactly did Yitzias Mitzrayim take place? When exactly did Kriyas Yams take place? According to one opinion of the Gemara, Kriyas Yams took place on Wednesday. That's when it happened, on a Wednesday. Every Wednesday, you should remember, it was on a Wednesday when Kriyas Yamsuf occurred. That then what does it say after Kriyas Yamsuf? That they traveled in the desert for 3 days. And they came to a place and they called the place Mara. The water was bitter. And they called it Mara. What happened in Mara? Hashem gave them the mitzvah of Shabbos. We learned there that a lot of the details of Shabbos were given to the clients when they came to Mara. 3 days after Kriyas Yamsuf, they arrived in Mara and they were given the mitzvah of Shabbos, and the waters were very bitter. Moshe Rabbeinu took a stick, he put the stick through the stick into the water. Vayimtaku hamoyim, sham sam lechoik v'sham nisohu. That's what happened 3 days after Kriyas Yamsuf, which happened to take place on Shabbos. Therefore, the Shabbos, just like the Shabbos before Pesach, we commemorate as Shabbos HaGadol. because it was on the 10th day of Nisan that Klal Yisrael took for themselves the Karban Pesach, and that year in the time of Yetzias and Shem, according to one opinion, the Gemara was Shabbos. So to we commemorate what took place on the Shabbos after Kriyas Yamsuf. The Shabbos after Kriyas Yamsuf was Mora. We were in Mora, and in Mora we were given the mitzvah of Shabbos. So it's a very significant Shabbos, and there was an issue of the water. The water was bitter. Klal Yisrael sinned by complaining, by Yiloinu Bnei Yisrael Moshe, that the water was bitter, and Hashem sweetened the water. Mora also means the gallbladder. And in Chazal's understanding, the gallbladder is, the color of the gallbladder is yellowish green. I don't know exactly what the mitzvah is. Yellowish green. Check in this yellowish green?
Green.
It's green. The word yoro, gal. Okay. So therefore, we call this Shabbos as a remembrance, just like we have a Shabbos Hagadol on the Shabbos before Yitzias Mitzrayim to commemorate the miracle that happened. We also commemorate the Shabbos after Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was Shabbos Mora, and therefore we take the bread and we do something with the bread special. We call it, we make a special color to remind us that this is Shabbos Mora. Shabbos Mora somehow over the years got translated into Shabbos Gela, Shabbos Gela Matzos.
Gaul is also very bitter.
Gaul is very bitter. It's, that fits well with what happened in Mara. The water was bitter. Okay, so this is another, a second approach to explain why it's called Gela Matzah. So third reason that I so like this very much. I'm only telling you from like just as long as I can extract, I understand. In Shir HaShirim we read Dodi, there in the middle of Shir HaShirim, the nations of the world said to Klal Yisrael, Ma Dodech Midot Hayofa Banashem. The nations of the world challenge Klal Yisrael, why do you love Hashem? What is so special about the Ribbono Shel Olam that you're so loyal to Him? You have Emunah Pshuta, Emunah. Why? So Klal Yisrael responds, a very beautiful, powerful pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Dodi, my beloved, Tzach V'Adom. My Dodi is, it's hard to translate those words, what it means exactly. Everything in Shir HaShirim is very allegoric. He's Tzach, he's pure, V'Adom, he's ruddy, Dogul, he's more, he's greater, more elevated, Merivava, more than 10,000, more than the multitudes of people. Okay, look at the Mefarshim, what it means exactly, Rashi, Mitzudas, all different Mefarshim. It's an expression of our love, the love that Klal Yisrael has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My beloved is Tzach V'Adom. Tzach literally means white. Adom is red. What happens when you mix white with red? Yellow. What color do you get?
Yellow.
So after Yitzias Mitzrayim, after the expression, what do we take away from this? If we take away, when you walk out of a Yom Tov, you have to take away with you something like, wow, that was an experience. And the experience the Chazal wanted us to take away is, the very least, Dodi Tzach Ve'odom, Dogo Merivava. Our beloved is Tzach Ve'odom. In the Kabbalists, they want to say that Tzach represents love. And Tzach is white. It's the color of Ahava. Red is dim, blood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the synthesis of Ahava. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahava, the year of the two Midos. Yaakov Avinu is the synthesis of Avraham and Yitzhak. Avraham is Chesed, Ahava. Too much Ahava can lead to a Yishmael, Shatuf Ezima. Yitzchak is Din. Too much Din can lead to an Esav, Zeratzeach. Yaakov is Klal Yisrael, is the father of the Shiftei Ka, is the perfect synthesis, Isha Emes, the balance of Tzach Ve'odom. We finally connect ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dodi, Tzach Ve'odom. We connect. We've gone through the experience of Pesach. We connect Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what. Therefore, we focus on. They take the matzah. The matzah was the mitzvah sayyom. That is the mitzvah deraisa of Pesach. What do we take out of it? We take that same matzah and we color it yellow, which is the combination of white and red to express Dodi Tzach Ve'odom. Okay, there's obviously a lot more to this, but this is just the basic, the Rosh HaProkim of a very powerful idea of where this idea of Gela Matzos come from. Pesach is the Zman of Chag HaMatzos. It's all about Matzos. Pesach is over. What do you got from it? You got the chibah, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is captured in the pasuk, the Odit Tzach V'Adom, which also captures the essence of Klal Yisrael, the combination of these two midos. These two midos, in its simplest level, is defined as white and red. White and red together is yellow. And the mitzvah of Pesach is matzah. So we take the clothes that we have to matzah, our chametz, our bread, and we emphasize this is what we've taken out of Pesach, Dodi Tzach Ve'odom Dagol Merivava. Okay, one last idea. Pesach is over. Pesach is a very holy Yom Tov. We ate mats. The whole Pesach is a very cute part. Pesach, during Pesach, Chometz also b'mashu. It's mamash a pachat.
Yeah.
It's a pachat that you should come in contact with Chometz. It's the worst thing, beer Chometz. All the chumras, kidneys. You don't eat with anyone, the brocks. Chumras. Okay, finally Pesach is over. You can't just go from matzah to Chometz. There has to be
gradual
decompression. Right? Some people, it takes them weeks to put away the Pesach stuff and to bring out the chametz. You just can't, the moment it's over. Chametz, I know there's a minuk, v'acha yishta nozer yayin, and you're supposed to make havdalah on beer. But in ruchniyistik terms, there has to be transition process. Gala is the letters of Gala is Gimel, Ayin, Lamed, Hey. It's not Gala, it's Gela. The Yiddish is Gela. Gela, how do you spell Gela? How do you spell Gela? Gimel,
Ayin,
Lamed.
Ayin, Gela.
No, they don't have that. All my books, Gel Ha with a hey. All my books have with a hey.
Yiddish not with a hey.
No?
No, not with an
ayin
at the end.
Okay, gel ha hey ayin?
He wants to say no hey at the end in Yiddish.
It's
that takes away the whole verse.
Okay,
I believe you. I'm not arguing. I believe you. Let me go look at just at the title. You're right. Here it says, you're right. Gimel, Ayin, Lamed, Ayin. Okay, Gimel, Ayin. Okay. Then this whole var doesn't make any sense. So you know what?
Scrap.
Gela Matzos.
Go with the flow. Go with it.
The spelling didn't match.
All right. Let's see. All right. I'll tell it to you anyway.
On Stanton Street.
Oh, that was sort of fancy.
Mi Bal Ozov. Who's Bal Ozov? Who's the Bal Ozov? Rav Tzvi Elimelech. Who is our in-house expert in Hasidus? Rav Tzvi Elimelech. Rav Tzvi Mi Bal Ozov. Ever hear of him?
No.
Beluzhov. Beluzhov? The Beluzhov Rebbe?
Probably.
Could be okay. B'sifra Tzila Tzadik. Okay, that's a famous sefer, Tzila Tzadik. Achu Koreas Akinoi Bitsirufim Shonim. He says that the expression Gela is wrong. I'm reading you what it says here. The Hainu Diyesh Likroisai Bishem Gela with a Hey. Exactly what he says. He right away takes issue. Even though the name of this chapter is called Gela with an Ayin, he says it's a mistake. Sheyeh Diyesh Likroisai Bishem Shabbos Gela Matzos Gimel Ayin Lamed Hey Matzos. V'yakavana Ya'an She'oz Kvar Huter Chometz V'prab Shabbos Daiko She'oz Achiv Lechol Pas Omnom. Now Shabbos, now Chometz is Mutu, and now it's Shabbos, and Shabbos have a Chiv to have a Suda K'dei Sh'loi Likrois Es HaPas B'Shem Chometz. It's too scary. You need a decompression to decompress from Pesach. We take the term. What is the difference between Chometz and Matz? Everyone knows the only difference is the Hay and the Ches. The and the Ches is just a little opening between the Hay and the Ches. You rearrange the letters. In Gematria, what's the difference? Hay is 5, Ches is 8. Ches is Chometz instead of Matzah, is a Ches instead of a Hay. Chometz, Ches is 8, matzah is 5. It's 3 more. Gimel al hey matzos. Take your matzos, add 3 to its numerical value, and what do you get? You get chometz. So we're so scared to say the word chometz. We have to decompress from our phobia of Pesach. We come now to the Shabbos after Pesach. It's called Gelam Matzos. It's chometz, but you don't want to say chometz. You can't say chometz. So part of the transition, it was called Gelam Matzos. All right, so that is 5 Sach HaKol. I presented you here with 4 different reasons of why it's called by Hasidim Gelam Matzos. Gelam simply means green or yellow. Yellow Matzos. It is a mistake. It's not really yellow. It really is gula matzos, because we now eat bread, and the bread is going to be, there's going to be another Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's going to be Yitzias Shraim Shlo B'chipazim, it's going to be Chametz Gula. We have to yearn now for the gula matzos. The second reason is mora, vayavo mora. So we're going to focus on the word gela. Gela is yellow. Yellow is similar to vayavo Shabbos, a commemoration like Shabbos HaGodol Shabbos mora. And the mora is associated with bitterness and with the color yellowish green. The third reason we've given is Dodi Tzach, the Adam Dagul Merevava. And the fourth reason is this idea from the Blue Shiva Rebbe, Gimel Al Hei Matzos. Okay, now let's go to another idea. This, Mr. Glatter remembered that there's such a minute to put a key,
Shlissel
Challah. The Shabbos after Pesach, now they're different in custom. Some say you actually take a key and you put a key.
Right.
It says, Pikuach Nefesh. Sakonis Nefashas. What? To put a key in your, certainly they will no longer receive any, you know, all the stores that they're rated by the city, A, B, C. They'll get an F if the inspector comes and sees you put a key into your matzah. But so others have the custom. At first, it also was brought that this is fasting. Whose key do you use? So it says here that there's a custom. It was a custom that they would use the key of the shul of the Beis HaKnesses.
How many people did you get the key?
So then others say it doesn't mean you make a key. What it means is you make the chal in the shape of a key, or you take a key and you just make dots. You make marks with the key in order to indicate that this challah has been marked with the key. Why in the world would you do this?
What do you do?
Why? I don't do any of this. I never heard of this. Gelamatzos. I never heard of this.
I'll get you an answer. I'll ask my daughter-in-law what she does.
Never heard of this. What? Yeah?
Yaakov's watch.
Yes.
Does she know why she does?
I got a call Sunday and asked
her. Okay, so where does it come from, this idea of shlissel challah, making a key? So here there are some better reasons. In the first day of Pesach, we discussed this before Pesach, we read about Vayishbois Hamon Mimocharosai. I told you that was a remez about Hamon Harasha. But the simple interpretation of the pasuk is that the mon ceased, that when this is the time of Yoshua, after 40 years in the desert, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, they crossed over the Yarden on the 10th day of Nisan. 4 days later, they celebrated, they offered a very large Karban Pesach. The entire Klal Yisrael is one of the major Tanakh. The Karban Pesach is recorded, done publicly exactly 7 times. This one, the major 7 times the Karban Pesach was by Klal Yisrael that's recorded in Tanakh. And then the pasuk says, Vayishbois Hamon Mimocharos. For 40 years, they've been eating mon. The mon came to an end. On the day after they offered the Omer, which basically means on the Chol Hamoed Pesach, the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach, no more mon. The mon stopped falling. There's no more mon. What are you going to do? You got to go get a job. You got to go out to the field and work. Plant the fields, water, farm the land, work the land to produce crops. The hanhaga of lemal miderech hatev has come to an end, and now it is to work the land. Ish tachas kafne tachas tina. So you have to work the land.
Mon, actually, I'm sorry, signified that was in the midbar.
Right. Now that we've left the Midbar, we've come into Eretz Yisrael. Exactly. You got to put it. You got to work. So therefore, after Pesach, now let's go to the beginning of Masechta Tainis. The Masechta Tainis says that there are three keys. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't know what this means. This is all Kabbalah for us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He has Malachim. He gives out roles to different angels to bring to do for this world. But there are three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds the keys Himself. Does not release the keys. The key to giving birth. When a woman is in labor, she gives birth. The key to what are the three keys? To Geshem, that's the third. To the terrain, and the key to what? Parnassus is Geshem. That's part of Geshem. And what was the second one? The key to rain. The key to a woman giving birth. And the key to Tchias HaMesim, is that what it was? The key to Tchias HaMesim. There are three things that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not release. But one of them is Parnassah. Now that Pesach is over, we are cycling through time. When we come to Pesach, Pesach is the Zman when the Mon comes to an end. It's the time when you got to go and earn a living. That is the time in history, after 40 years of having gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, now you have to learn how to serve Hashem through Derech HaTeva. That's what happens after Pesach. But we still recognize that the key to our success in Parnassah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So bread is the staple of life. Ki lo yav alechem levada yichye ha'adam. Pesach is over. With Pesach came the tkuf in the history of Klal Yisrael. We came into Eretz Yisrael. The mon came to an end. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded of us to make Parnassah, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu al derech ha'teva. No more Nisim Gluyim, but we do recognize that our success depends directly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, His Siyata Deshmaya, and that is described in the beginning of Masechta Tainis as one of the keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not release to any of His agents. The key to Parnasa, which is included in the key of Geshem, is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Therefore, when you bake the matzah, the first bread, the first food that you're about to live on after Pesach, you make marks in the bread with a key to recognize now is the tkufa where we have to work, and we have to still recognize that we should not come to a state where we'll say the key, the success of Parnas is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, this is probably the most basic reason for Shlis L'chal. This is quoted virtually by all of the Mefarshim. This time, it relates to entering Eretz Yisrael Vayishbois Hamon Mimocharos. It's now time to make Parnasa. Pesach was a Zman L'malo Miderech HaTeva. You can get carried away. They sit by the Seder. Wow, miracles. You don't have to work. You don't have to do anything. Everything happens by itself. Makos, Dam, Vo'esh, V'simos, Osha, Nisim, Gluyim, Kriyas, Yamsof. You can fantasize that you don't have to do anything in this world. You can just live and collect a check. It doesn't work like that. We came into Eretz Yisrael. You have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu Derech HaTeva. You have to work. But when you work, what is work? Work is to produce lechem. That's the basic concept of lechem. But you have to recognize that your success in producing lechem is totally the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has the mafteach to the success of your parnasa. That again is the most basic time for the Shlis L'chal. Now the other reason Shlis L'chal is some say mamish pum fakert. To the other extreme, it's also a very popular reason. This Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken, Shabbos Mevorchim?
Yeah. Yes.
Shabbos after Pesach is almost always Shabbos and Baruchim, except when it's connected through the Yom Tov. But generally, it's Shabbos and Baruchim. When did the Mon begin to fall? Not when it ended. The Mon began to fall in Chodesh Iyar. Some say began on Lag BaOmer. Some say it began the 15th day. 30 days, the Ugos Matzos Shehotzimi Mitzrayim, Tomuhem Tamon. The Matzos lasted for 30 days. Pesach Sheni, approximately Pesach Sheni time, either Lag BaOmer, 3 days before or after, or Pesach Sheni was the Zman when the Mon began to fall. So we all know Mon represents the concept also of Parnassa. People that some have a minute to say every single day the Parsha Saman to remind themselves that success in making Parnassa depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After all of your Hashtadlus, you need a combination of Hashtadlus and Siyat Shmaya. So the Mon began. So the Shabbos Mevorchim Iyar is a very significant Shabbos. We cycle through time. We're now coming into the month when HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to bring down to this world Mon. It's a significant month, and therefore, we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should also answer our tefillos, and we also should be merit to have parnasa berevach uvenachas. And therefore, we on our bread we etch a key to recognize the mafteach to parnasa is biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a second popular reason for the shlissel matzah. Another reason for the shlissel matzah, shlissel challah, is we go through Pesach, we go through those are the three keys: Bni, Chaye, and Mezoine. Life, Tchias HaMeisim, is one of the keys. Tchias HaMeisim, every birth is really Tchias HaMeisim. The Chazal say that the woman's womb is called a kever. It's a kever, and the seed, the zera, it's a seed. You're putting a seed that decays, and from what decays grows. Every time you plant a seed in the ground, it's a gedra of Tchias HaMeisim. The birth of a child is also a gedra of Tchias HaMeisim. Zera enters the kever. The woman's rechem is called a kever. Yeah. The zera is sirchon, it decomposes, and from that produces a child. It's a gedra of Tchias HaMeisim. What else does Hashem have the key to? Hashem is the key to Tchias HaMeisim. Hashem is the key to Parnasa. And Hashem also opens up. Bini is expressed in the term Bini Chaye Mizone. In Mitzrayim, Hashem by Makos Bechoro showed Bini Bechore Yisrael. Kriyas Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Chaye. Bini, we are Hashem's child. Bini Bechore Yisrael, that was Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf was Chayim. And going out to the midbar was mezonos. Hashem provided lechtech achrei b'midbar b'yeretz lo zerua. All three keys have been expressed, have been highlighted through the yontif of Pesach. The yitzias Mitzrayim, which climaxed in makas b'charos, b'ni b'char Yisrael, kriyas yamsuf 7 years later, which is chaye, and going out into the midbar, which is mezonos, bini chaye mezone. These are the three keys that the Shemesh has control over. And after we've witnessed these three keys, now we come to the Shabbos at the Pesach. It's like we mark it what Hashem has done for us. We put the key, we make a mark in the key in the bread. Okay, another idea, another quick idea. These ideas are not as is that the Gemara says that if a person has Torah and does not have Yirah Shemayim, it's like he has the keys to the inner chamber but does not have the keys to the outer chambers, to the outer courtyard. If you have a person has Torah is the inner courtyard. But if you don't have the key to go to the outer courtyard, how do you expect to get into the inner courtyard? If you have the key, I have the combination to the safe. I can go take out the treasure of the safe. Wonderful. But you have to first get into the building. If you don't have the keys to the building, having the keys to the room and the combination to the safe is not going to do you anything. So Gemara says, if you're a Talmud Chacham, tremendous Talmud Chacham, but you don't have Yirah Shemayim, it's like you have keys to the inner chambers, but you don't have keys to the outer chambers. What is your Torah worth? It's not worth anything. After we've gone through the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we've gone through Kriyas Yamsuf, what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf? A very powerful post. Many Mepharshim say this was the Ikar Shel Yikrom of Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayar Yisholz Mitzrayim Meis Al Sfas Hayom. Vayamin Vayiru Es Hashem. Vayiru Ha'om Es Hashem. Not Vayiru. Vayiru Ha'om Es Hashem. They feared Hashem. Kriyas Yamsuf was the moment when Klal Yisrael achieved Yirah Shemayim. And when you achieve that Yirah Shemayim, you got all the keys. Now you got the keys. You have now the keys to the outer courtyard, and with that you can now proceed. So the Shabbos after Pesach is really the Shabbos, not so much after Pesach, it's the Shabbos after Kriyas Yamsuf. Shvi Shlo Pesach is Kriyas Yamsuf, and a person should not lose focus. What was the matter? What did we get out of Kriyas Yamsuf? It was an experience where we came to Vayiru Ha'omes Hashem Vayaminu BaHashem V'Moshe Avdo. Now we have, in Chazal's terminology, the keys to the outer courtyard. We can now proceed and go further to Shavuos, which is going to be the inner chamber of Torah. So it's the first Shabbos leading to our journey to Matan Torah, counting Svira. We're leading to our journey of Matan Torah, but we need the keys to the outer courtyard. We've received those keys with Kriyas Yamsuf. That's why this is called the Shlissel Chala Shabbos. Okay, anything else that I forgot? One of the others still very popular. I don't really know what it means, but it's that in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, there's such a concept in Kabbalah that the gates of Shemayim are opened. It's an Eis Ratzon. The gates are open. You need the key. The keys are given to us. Take advantage. We remind ourselves by having a key. But I think the Ikar Tam, that's more satisfying, is the first one. It's Vayishvayis Hamoni Macharosa. And the second one's the second. Exactly. Don't get carried away with Pesach. Don't think this is going to be the way it's going to be your whole life. But the second time is also very good. It's Mavarchim Chodesh Iyar, and Chodesh Iyar is the month of the Mon, and the Mon, in the Mon lies the Koyach of Parnasa. Okay, we'll stop here.